Apollo reads the signs. Hermes may or may not have known it, but on his first night on Earth he had travelled quite a distance, all the way from his birthplace on Mount Cyllene, north through the fields of Thessaly and as far as Pieria in remote Macedonia, where he had found and rustled the cattle, and back again. In baby steps, that is quite a distance. What Hermes could certainly not have known was that the white cattle belonged to Apollo, who prized them highly. When news reached the god of their disappearance, he set off in fury to Pieria in order to follow what he assumed was a vicious gang of thieves to their lair. Wild dryads or fauns gone to the bad, he imagined. They would regret taking property from the god of arrows. He lay down in the cattle's field to examine the ground with all the thoroughness of an experienced tracker. To his astonishment, the brigands had left no useful traces at all. All he could see were random brush marks, meaningless swalls and swirls, and, unless he was going mad, one tiny infant footprint. Any impressions that might have been formed by cow's hoofs seemed to be heading not away from the field, but towards it. Whoever had stolen the cattle was mocking Apollo. They were practiced and expert thieves, that much was clear. His sister Artemis was the most skilled hunter he knew. Would she dare? Perhaps she had devised some cunning way to conceal her tracks. Ares didn't have the wit. Poseidon wouldn't be interested. Hephaestus? Unlikely. Who, then? He noticed a thrush preening on a branch not far away, and in one smooth action drew his bow and brought the creature down. Slitting open its crop, the god of oracles and augury peered forward to read the entrails. From the coloration in the lower intestine, the kink in the right kidney, and the unusual disposition of the thymus gland, it was clear at once that the cattle were somewhere in Arcadia, not far from Corinth. And what was the clot of blood on the liver saying to him? Mount Cyllene. And what else? So, it had been a baby's footprint after all. Apollo's usually smooth brow was drawn into a frown. His blue eyes blazed, and his rose-red lips compressed themselves into a grim line. Revenge would be his.